Let us rise and sing this. Here I am, Lord. 1 and 2 verses as we prepare the communion service.
Amen. You may be seated. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who honestly repent of their sin and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us have a moment of silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, You are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. Let's go to the Great Thanksgiving. I will use a different liturgy, but your part will be the same. The bread of life be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the God of love and grace.
It is right to give our thanks and grace.
It is right and a good and joyful thing to bring our thanks and gratitude to you, God of love and grace. Since the beginning of time, you have created us in your image, nourished us with your wisdom and grace, called us into relationship with you, and invited us to live lives worthy of your calling. When we fail to live in a manner worthy of this calling, and when we wander lost on the path of death and destruction, you continue to walk with us, nourishing us with your wisdom and grace. In the words of prophets and poets, you have spoken your truth in love, reminding us of your call and showing us the way to answer it in the fullness of time. You came to us as the bread of life, as Jesus Christ, speaking truth in new and renewing ways, calling us to unity and peace, showering us with mercy and grace, and inviting us to live as your people on earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is Christ Jesus, the bread of life. With joy and gratitude, we remember that night when Jesus took a simple loaf of bread and broke it and transformed it with his love, saying, Take, eat, this is my body, the bread of life given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After supper, Jesus took the cup, blessing it with gratitude and transforming it with love and grace, saying, Drink from this, all of you. This is the living water, my very life, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts of knowledge, love, and grace, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving, called to be your people and yearning to live worthy of our calling in the unity and peace of your Spirit. And in union with Christ's love for us, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine, that they might become for us the bread of life and the living water. May these elements strengthen us to live as your people, and may they nourish us with grace for eternal life. By your Spirit, make us one with you, one in unity and peace with each other, and one in the ministry to the world until Christ comes in final victory, and we all feast at your heavenly banquet. Through Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forevermore. God's people say, Amen. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is one loaf, we who are many are one body. For we all partake of the one loaf. The bread which we break, it is a means of sharing in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. Table is prepared. Christ invites everyone in this table. Communion ushers, would you come forward? Go ahead. This individually packaged communion elements, you take one and wait until all members got their elements. We will consume all together, so please wait, and those who need help to open that package, please raise your hand, we will help. Are you ready? Or those who need more time, just a few seconds, we will wait. Take your bread out of that package. Raise that bread. This is the body of Christ given for you. Can I see your bread? Okay. Okay, now. Eat that bread, and now drink your cup. This is blood of Christ shed for you. Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Would you rise for the benediction?